You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make sure you're at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium this season to see your Cleveland Browns in action at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There is some construction going on here in Berea at the Browns headquarters today that's apparently affecting the stream on clevelandbrowns.com. So if you're listening to that stream, go ahead and check out the stream at espncleveland.com. It's not affected by the construction going on here. We should be back up and running, though, shortly with a perfect stream on clevelandbrowns.com. But for today, head on over to espncleveland.com.
It's important to have a perfect stream.
It is. You need, it's strong. You want us to
doctor said.
That's
anyway.
What the doctor said.
Sorry.
All right, notorious. There you go. Yeah, very good.
Notorious.
Yes, very good. It did. Well, it did. No, it was a softball, and you nicked it out of the park. It was good. We're going to bring in now from the Akron Beacon Journal, Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich, who sat down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, yesterday. He posted a very good Q&A on his website. You can check that out at ohio.com. And Nate, just your overall impression of Mike Pettine and where he's at headed into his first training camp as a head coach.
Well, I think he feels pretty good about the work that he and his staff have been able to accomplish since, you know, he was hired January 23rd. He felt behind the eight ball because he was hired late. But he feels like, you know, the way the calendar fell, especially with the draft being pushed back, that they've been able to close the gap. He likes the roster for the most part, of course. You know, it's not perfect. You know, the team is 4-12, but through free agency and the draft, they made a lot of moves. I think they've upgraded a lot of positions. I think Mike Pettine thinks that. Obviously, receiver is the one that you can kind of point to and say is a concern, especially, you know, the situation that Josh Gordon's facing. But for the most part, I think he's feeling pretty good about the staff, where they're at, the work they've put in, and about the players on the roster. So he's optimistic. We talked a little bit about how, you know, in each of the last 11 seasons, there's been a team in the NFL that's made a big turnaround. And he says a lot would have to go right for us to be that team, but you certainly want to have the mindset that you could do it.
And, Nate, as you talked about a lot of different topics with Coach Pettine, we're going to get into some of the highlights here, but Johnny Manziel being a big one, and you addressed with him his reaction to or how he has dealt with some of those troubling pictures that appeared that popped up during the course of the offseason and whether or not he addressed them with Johnny Manziel. He told you he has. Give us a sense of how he handled that particular topic.
Well, he's discussed it with Johnny, and that tells you right there. You know, Mike didn't want to get into the details of the conversation. You want to keep them private, but he said, yeah, you know, listen, I discussed it with him. I don't think it's going to be an issue once we get going here in the season. I think it's going to be all business, all football. But the fact that he discussed it with him tells you it was enough of a concern that Mike thought that he needed to address this with his rookie quarterback, who obviously this team has invested a lot in with a first-round pick. So, yeah, it's an issue. I mean, you know, hey, I've posted a million stories, it seems like, in the past 3 months about Johnny Manziel partying here and there, and you know, I get a lot of people on Twitter that are, you know, just kind of lashing out, saying, stop writing about this, stop writing about this. Hey, guys, guess what? I don't like writing about it either, but it's my job. And I think that the fact that the coach sat down and talked to Johnny Manziel about this kind of, you know, tells you, hey, you know, the team's concerned. So, hey, Mike Pettine hopes that Johnny Manziel gets his act together and cleans it up. He said he feels good about the conversation they had. He thinks he feels comfortable about what they talked about. He feels comfortable that Johnny understands his stance heading into training camp. And he said that Johnny's reaction, he termed it a positive conversation. So, you know, I think he's optimistic that you know, Johnny will come in and do what he needs to do. But until he does it, and until we, you know, see this streak of partying end, then, you know, it's going to be a question mark and concern.
Did you get the sense that, you know, you commented that he spoke with Johnny Manziel, but that it was going to have any impact on where Johnny Manziel stood in this competition?
You know what? That was, I thought, one of the most interesting answers that Mike gave yesterday, because I pointed out to him what Brian Hoyer said last week. You know, I was there with a couple other reporters talking to Brian Hoyer at that Joe Hayden softball game, Classic Park, last Thursday. And Brian Hoyer said he's taken 5 days off this offseason, 5 total days. I mean, we're talking months and months and months, and he's taken 5 days off. Johnny Manziel, I mean, we see it all over social media. It's well documented. It's not a secret. He's traveling all around. He's partying. So there's a discrepancy there between the two quarterbacks and how they're spending their time. So, you know, do you guys have a right to go out and party? Of course. Yeah. I mean, we're all human beings. You know, Johnny wants to live his life. I get that. But, you know, I've heard from people who work in the business, not just fans, you know, people who work in the business, that, you know, you really need your NFL rookie quarterback to work virtually 7 days a week for the first few years to get acclimated and to succeed. So I think it does make a difference. And when I asked Mike Pettine if that discrepancy between Hoyer and Manziel will play a role in his decision for who will start, he kind of started off saying, you know, I don't think so. You know, we really base our decisions on what happens on the field. But then he got into, well, if you look at the big picture and, you know, from the leadership aspect, you know, I don't see how it couldn't factor in. And, you know, he to me, that kind of speaks volumes. You know, I mean, it does matter to some extent. There's no doubt about it. And if it didn't, then the conversation between Mike Pettine and Johnny Manziel about those off-field activities would have never happened.
Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal joining us via the Ohio Business Machines hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another topic you got into as far as the starter being named is a timetable for that. Now, Mike Pettine said it's, quote, still up in the air in the Q&A he had with you. He says it, quote, it could be sooner, and that's something we're going to discuss in a meeting that obviously he's going to have with the other assistant coaches. But the other thing that was interesting is the definitive thing he said is it'll be before the third preseason game. That is somewhat standard in the NFL, but as it applies to this competition where you really, truly, at least I believe, there is a competition going on, is it's going to put a lot of weight on what is going to happen on a per-practice basis in training camp, number one. And, Nate, I want to see if this is how you're seeing this. And number two, you basically say that in two preseason games, you're going to see enough of each quarterback to decide which one is ready for September 7th in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a short window because obviously Saturday is July 26th. It's going to be the first practice of training camp. So August 23rd against the Rams is that third preseason game, the dress rehearsal. It's at home against St. Louis. So, yeah, I mean, less than a month, you're gonna have to figure it out. And he's saying they will. He's saying we're going to name that starter before the third preseason game. And the idea there is to name your guy, get him in there for the dress rehearsal, give him time with the supporting cast, with the rest of the starters, and then let him, you know, kind of test the waters, knowing he's the guy with the group of guys he's going to be playing with come September 7th at Pittsburgh. So I like it. I like the plan. It is a short window, but hey, you got to make up your mind. You got to be decisive and give your team, especially if Josh Gordon's not going to be in the mix, which we don't think he will be. You got to give him that, you know, adequate time to prepare for the Steelers and Dick LeBeau. So I do like that. And to your point, Vic, yeah, two preseason games, that's going to be the real audition before that decision is made. So I think, you know, going back to June 12th when mandatory minicamp wrapped up, Mike Pettine said, you know, hey, I both these guys are going to get first team reps in practice, and I think that, you know, if you have a possibility of one of these guys being a starter, you'd like to see him against the first team defense in a preseason game. So I think what that means is Hoyer's going to start one of them, and Manziel is going to start the other. Those performances. And, of course, practices are all going to be weighed in this decision. So I would look, you know, I don't know this because I didn't really get into this with Mike Pettine at all. But, you know, you kind of have a half hour, you cram the questions in that you can get in. But I would think that, you know, maybe Brian Hoyer would start that preseason opener when is that? That's going to be August 9th against the Lions. And then maybe Manziel would start against the Washington Redskins August 18th in that second preseason game. And how fitting would it be? Because that's a Monday night game, and Johnny Manziel's the big draw, and he'd be going against RG3 and Kyle Shanahan's former team.
Sure. And a quick follow-up to this is this. On this timetable, and Nathan, weigh in, please, is I think it's sort of setting a table where Hoyer would have an obvious edge here. If you're sort of limiting the amount of time that you're going to make your determination, time is what Manziel needs probably more than Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, yeah, he can use time too, but not nearly as much as a rookie who is essentially learning something with almost every snap. So I just think in some ways this is leaning, putting it in the direction of the veteran to get this job, if in fact you're deciding it after two preseason games.
Well, you're basically you're going to get all of the training camp. So you're going to get through training camp. You're going to get through that Washington game and then a couple practices that week. So when you think about it, we're talking about, you know, maybe between, you know, 16 to 18 practices and two preseason games. So 20 opportunities Johnny Manziel to rest the job away. And I think that time frame does kind of put it in the favor of Brian Hoyer, because when you're the leader in the clubhouse and there's limited time for somebody who has to be able to demonstrate repeatedly that they have mastered the concepts of the offense, mastered the verbiage of the offense, and you can trust them out there, as you said, on the road in Pittsburgh against Dick LeBeau, it's a little bit of an edge. But listen, Johnny Manziel's been told his whole life that the decks were stacked against him and he wasn't going to get it done, and he has. So that's why I think that this battle is going to be so interesting. And Nate, the other thing you talked about is potentially not having Josh Gordon. Coach Pettine, I'm sure all the coaches here are a little frustrated with how things are drawing out. What was your sense of his feeling just kind of around the whole Josh Gordon scenarios?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where they've known about it for so long. Obviously, ESPN reported the potential year-long suspension on May 9th, the second day of the draft, so it became public, and it's been the talk of the town, obviously, and a national story ever since. So it's been stirring around forever, and it seems like forever at least. And Mike Pettine said, hey, we've written all the scenarios out for however it ends, and we've got them locked away, and we're ready to roll. I did ask him if he's optimistic that could be less than a season long ban, and he basically said, you know, I'm tired of it. He kind of said he's tired of guessing, you know.
Just tell me.
He's tired of waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants a resolution. He thinks he thinks he'll get that in the next 10 to 14 days. But he said, you know, he doesn't want it to be a huge dark cloud hanging over everything. You know, and basically when it comes to the length of suspension, you know, he said, hey, typical coach mentality, expect the worst, hope for the best. And I really do think that's the case. I think the Browns are fully prepared to go forward without Josh Gordon. And, you know, if they do get him for part of the season, it's going to almost be viewed as a bonus, really. So I think that's where he's at. And over the overarching thing here, you know, when Josh Gordon was arrested earlier this month in North Carolina and charged with DWI, it did spark a national debate about whether the Browns should cut him and Chris Carter, because that worked for him in his career and helped him overcome addiction and go on and have a Hall of Fame career. He said the Browns should cut Josh Gordon. Michael Irvin said they shouldn't, and, you know, others said they shouldn't. Well, you know, Mike Pettine said, you know, we don't have any plans to cut him. And just because that worked for other people doesn't mean it would work for Josh. And it could be the worst thing for him and the worst thing for us. So, you know, that was kind of, you know, one of the certainly main messages about Josh Gordon. The team's going to stick by him and try to help him.
Yeah, I like that. And I love the fact that he says when you make decisions as a football team, you want to do what's best for the player, and you try to marry that with what's best for the team. I think he said it perfectly. That's what the Browns are going to do. That's why it makes absolutely no sense to cut Josh Gordon right now. Nate, great stuff. Appreciate you stopping by with us. Looking forward to seeing you out here on Saturday when the Browns start training camp this Saturday, July the 26th, out here in Berea.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right. You can follow him on Twitter at Nate Ulrich ABJ. And, of course, his Q&A with Coach Pettine. It is thorough. It is good. You can get it out there. And Nate was brought to us courtesy of the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you about my good friends at OBM.
Please do.
Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only, I said only, Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has the X's and the O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. So call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com today. We'll be back wrapping up our first hour. You want to comment on anything you heard from Coach Pettine, Nate Ulrich, the jersey topic, whatever you want. We're getting ready for training camp still to come in hour number two, the Blitz. After further review, the D-line position preview. We're locked and loaded on CBD.
A lot of show ahead of us here.
So here we go.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break.